Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at Resonant Truth. Today on the Zolk'in count is called Yellow Self-Existing Human, and it is the fourth day of the Red Moon Wave Spell, and it is the Solar Moon Day 25. So we're in the last 3 or 4 days of the Solar Moon. It ends on Sunday, and we begin the planetary moon on Monday. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that transition, anticipating how to kind of close out this solar time. And I have to start with the Red Moon Wave Spell. I have to tell you what you already know, which is that you probably aren't listening right now. Just a couple of you are listening to the podcast because I'm the antipode of this time, and I've already seen how, like, many people want to, you know, steer away from me. And I just don't mean it pathetically, but it's so true. The minute the wave spell began, I'm just like, wow, people are disappearing. Like, there is this natural urgency to not be with the antipodal energy of a wave spell. So I feel kind of like isolated. I'm in another kind of quarantine here where there's just not an appetite for the blue storm at this moment. We're in the flow, we're in the purification and watery flow phase, and a storm equals upheaval, even though it works specifically and exclusively with water. So storm balances and helps water by helping it move locations. Like, there's going to be some evaporating that happens and all this condensation in the sky, and the storm like blows it up so that water can be expressed back to earth. And so its relationship with water is integral and reciprocal, which is true of all the antipode pairings. Your opposite and balancing tribe, you each help each other be balanced. It's not a supportive relationship, right? It's opposite, but it's balancing and it's reciprocal. So I felt like when I last podcast, I must have been so annoying. People were just like, oh my God, what is she talking about? Is she really talking about that now? And because I'm the antipode. Let's see. One thing I want to say from the seat of being in my antipode is that it is painful right now. I feel like I don't belong. I'm not wanted. I don't fit in. And I'm super emotional. I've cried every day of the Red Moon Wave Spell. That's the Red Moon Wave Spell in action. That's not really on me, but I'm right there in its nexus. And so having like the emotions that can spill over into that kind of sorrow or grief, or it's a defeatist kind of sadness. It's very hormonal, probably, even if it's not originating in hormones. It's that kind of a tidal surge in the body and the heart and the mind, all converging to be oriented toward fluid emotions. So it's all really on point with Red Moon, but I feel very out of sorts. And I feel very sad and I feel very defeated. So what? It's going to be a great podcast. I've thought about a million things I wanted to talk about on the podcast, and now they're all eluding me. The most important thing, because I really talked last episode about Red Moon being in the feminine realm of feelings, that instead today we add the component of just what is water. Water is many things, clearly, but our attention is on water right now and our appetite is for water. So maybe drinking water, but I think as much bathing in water and having water cascade over you. Like, we want to wash dishes, we want to water plants, maybe we want to wade at the beach, maybe we want to swim, maybe we want baths, but we're going to be drawn to rituals around water and immersion in water and purification in all those ways. It can also be like we're in our spring cleaning surge, and you might be cleaning your home or cleaning your yard, clearing it. You might be clearing your relationship docket, and the appetite is for things to be, when I say purified, I think we are looking to detoxify. Another part of Red Moon is that it's just so naturally oriented to things like yoga and physical disciplines that look like acts of fluidity. So dance, yoga, martial arts, just physical gestures that aren't, I don't know, blocky. Instead, things are going to be rolling through your body. If you can do it. That's not me. I'm still building. But, you know, it's a wishfulness in my head. Like, oh, I just want to do a lot of stretching and rolling around. And in fact, I achieve that because I'm a hiker, and you can just throw yourself on the ground and, you know, feel the earth and see the sky and be your own sort of waterway lying on the surface of the planet, and that counts. And maybe there's some rain falling near you, which is stormy, but not every rainfall is a storm, you know. Storms, I mean, maybe that's not true. Maybe every time it rains, it's the sky exploding, but we all know the gradations of a storm. And so a gentle rain is a very gentle storm, and then there are bigger and more powerful expressions of that fire and water convergence. So let's see where we go with our weather. Yeah, I'm lost. I am so antipodal. My apologies. In disarray. I want to talk about the yellow human experience, which is today. I just want to mention it because I have had a new yellow human acquaintance in my life who I knew from the beginning, a yellow cosmic human. I'm all guided by warrior. This could be kind of a wild ride. A woman, a lot of free will, really, you know, this is how I want to do it and this is what I want. And I'm just saying what I want, you know, people that have that kind of new age vernacular. I'm just expressing what it is I want. These are my needs. And I hear that kind of thing and I'm like, oh, that is just yellow humanoid. Free will clothed in a kind of spiritual intent. The yellow human relationship acquaintanceship blew apart on the yellow human day that I'm speaking from. And I just find that bizarre. First of all, it all went south because I'm antipode to this time, and she did not want to
know me anymore in this time. So I'm used to that. Like in your antipode wave spell, there might be someone who's like, no, I don't want to know you. It might only last for 13 days or 10 of those days. And then they change their mind because they're actually reacting to kind of the astrology you embody. So I wasn't surprised at all. And I didn't really know how to fix it. You know, I don't know how to make it that I'm not opposite to this time. Yeah, I was really using this as a study of the antipode experience. I just felt really helpless. Like, I feel you, but you, like everyone else, don't follow this calendar, so I'm not going to try to explain it to you. I really don't do that. I think it's a form of, like, evangelism or arrogance to be like, hey, you know what? I need you to understand what's going on in this calendar that I alone and a handful of others follow. You know, for me, I will do that if I see someone suffering and I can help them because they could learn something kind of positive about themselves and take the burden off the responsibility that they might feel that they're doing something wrong or they don't belong. I could say, I actually think it's because you're the antipode, or I could explain it in any relevant way, but not at all interested in justifying my experience to people that don't follow the calendar with the calendar's lessons. Maybe I should be, but I'm not. So the yellow human, 5 a.m., I get a text from the yellow human. One of those texts that you can't quite believe there's not a limit to how much you can put in a text. It was like more than one screen of my phone long. And just insulting the hell out of me. Not super specific, just as they say in recovery, taking my inventory, telling me all the things that I do wrong. And I think I do so many things wrong that I am an expert at what I do wrong. And I'm pretty good at understanding what I don't do wrong because it's less. I do more, I'm talking about social human interactions. I do way more things that are wrong than right. It's probably like 75-25. I am not adept at human communication or human interaction. I'm okay at it. So I know what I'm really bad at when someone points out the things that are not on that list. I kind of check, I do a scan, like, wait, are they right? Did I do that? Because I have low self-esteem. So especially on a yellow human day, we take our inventory on a yellow human day because it's the day that shows us that humans are fallible. And then I realized that it was all projection. And the yellow human was just writing her whole life story into this epic text, and all her behavior was what she was describing as mine. And I just had to do the lament about the yellow human within our 20 tribes. It is a rough ride. I wish that I had a usefulness that was a little bigger than my circle of very sweet people that pay attention to the podcast or have read my book. And I will put more effort toward this. This is my pledge. My solar moon intent is that I do want, after this house project, to return to publishing, obviously self-publishing, and putting my wares out in the world and teaching or doing more wide-ranging outreach about my readings, because I would like people to be able to talk about their astrology. Not every person, but more, so that I could meet yellow human people and offer sympathy for how strongly yellow humans think in terms of personal freedom and not being impeded and doing what you want. It is very egoic. And I find it really grating to have to watch someone who doesn't know they're a yellow human insist that they're right. I just want to be like, man, it's too bad you're not like a white dog. I'm sorry this is happening to you. Must be really hard to come from a place of needing to be right, not admitting fallibility while being fallible. That's the human dilemma. I think it's part of the yellow human shadow dilemma. I want to be really clear. This is all the yellow human shadow. The yellow human light, meaning what we might call the positive attributes, is great wisdom, you know, a watchfulness, learning, so that one can gather wisdom and become a survivor in excellence. You know, just building skill sets for, you know, the capacity to be strong, and light-filled means, you know, radiant here in the planetary walk. So that's just some yellow human reflection. I think also I want to tell you that the last 2 days were portals. Didn't remember to anticipate that with you. We had white lunar dog and blue electric monkey, and there are two portals that just pop up sort of in the middle here while we're out on the outgrowing outer edges of the Zolk'in. I did enjoy remembering that yesterday blue electric monkey was Paul McCartney's Mayan birthday, and that's because I, of course, watched the Beatles documentary a month or two ago, and it's faded from, you know, like conscious remembrance. But it was so awesome to see it. And he was the best. Ringo was actually the best. I think he's a yellow galactic sun. But blue electric monkey, Paul McCartney. He really is that. Good for him. Blue monkey people are really youthful, childlike. He's very childlike. He's very youthful. He's doing great. Okay, so the solar moon is ending. The solar moon is fiery, and there's burnout. I'm burned out. That's what happened to me. I lost all my energy. The sun came and was so hot for part of this moon where I live that I got really fried and dried out. And then I took my little vacation and I came back. I'm no longer on fire. Like it's like there's something broken in my exhaust system. I can't charge myself up. I can't activate my flame. So I'm on the waning edge of a solar flare, you know, where it filters out, diffuses into just less and less powerful light. And yet, I must persevere. But in terms of intent, you know, this is really the true time of intention in our larger year, the 13 moon year. We get 28 days. They are the solar tone days, the solar moon, to be comfortable saying, I'm setting my intention, and my intention is, it's the only time. And, you know, I'm obviously a recovering new age person because I'm not down with the language of the secret. I'm not even down with the language of Eckhart Tolle. You know, I'm neither of those superheroes of the new age movement in terms of, I mean, one, they're kind of opposite, right? But this idea that you can visualize, you know, the abundance that you want to attain is sort of one half of the new age gestalt. And the other is like, just be, do nothing and just be. So in the solar moon, there is support for being really intention oriented and singing out what it is you wish for, speaking it aloud, prayerfully. We receive the blessing of the great solar center of our solar system. I am communing with you, and I ask this of you. Like, that truly is the action of this time. And what it isn't is like being empty-minded, because to have the solar inspiration is to be really fired up in our minds and our bodies, maybe, But, you know, just how active the flame of our mind is, how when we talk about the sun rising in the east, in the red east, that that quadrant of the medicine wheel and those who are born there and the days we pass through there, they're really mental. It's the fire in the mind that creates ideas, thoughts, the mental constructs is just like, you know, little starbursts and sunbursts inside our brain. So the solar time is really heavy activity in the brain. So that cancels out the Eckhart Tolle part. Mindfulness is wonderful, but I think it just is really a much more spacious, airy achievement, or possibly like the flow, meditational flow, where it just passes by thought after thought without, you know, we don't grasp. But in the solar time, I just think our minds fire. They fire with ideas, they fire with intention. Intention is like a very formed idea. So it's thick, it's got weight. It's like sending a big computer file, you know, takes up a lot of battery life and data. Am I using the correct tech terms? And while I may have an opportunity to talk about it more fully, right when we're on the cusp of it, the planetary moon is really different. Obviously, it is earth, not fire. Solar would be fire, and planetary would be earth, soil, rock, solidity, and also, you know, not being one with the sun god and the sky essence, but being part of a real global or terrestrial incarnation. So it's an examination of what's happening on this planet, because this is the planet we're on. If you were Martian following the cycles, then it would be an examination of what's happening on that planet. The other thing that's something I want to say aloud, I want everyone to kind of wrap their heads around this, especially since the solar moon has been frazzling, at least celebrate that it's not what's coming up in the planetary moon, which is this structure. And this is true of every wave spell, so the 13-day wave spells as well. In the lunar tone, we identify the challenge. And it exists in the magnetic tone. In the magnetic tone, we attract our purpose, and within our purpose is already the challenge. It's already presented. But in the second tone, the lunar tone, we identify it. We can identify it. We are shown, like, hey, this is your challenge. Whether it's you, an individual, or you collectively, our collective challenge shows up in the lunar tone. And then we chip away at all the other dimensions of our purpose that we were given in the magnetic tone. We understand that we're going to be of service, and this is how, in the electric tone. And then we're shown a form of service, details about service in the self-existing tone. And then we're just given, again, a form of fire, radiance, star-like radiance, so that we can really be empowered to do our purpose. And then we get organized again around what our purpose is. And within our purpose, of course, we're going to keep bumping into our challenge through all of these stages. But after like the overtone moment, the fifth tone, when we're empowered, you know, I think we can start to feel separate from, like we're separating out from our challenge, the obstacle. Think of it that way, that we're starting to rise above the obstacle. The obstacle was in our way, and we had to face it for a certain number of stages, let's say four. But by the fifth stage, the fifth tone, we're finding our way above and beyond the obstacle, because our wave is inclining, it's climbing, it's ascending. In the planetary tone, we are quite high. The solar tone has been a thrust, a last thrust to the astral plane. But we are kept on the planetary tone and the planetary moon for 28 days. We discover this aspect of the planetary tone. It is the moment when we can't climb any higher. And what keeps us here is gravity. But the first thing we see when we are like not climbing anymore and recognizing that we're going to be actually like leveling off here and returning to Earth, which is what the planetary tone brings to mind. No, Earth is your home. You're planetary. I am solar, says the sun god. You're planetary. I know you felt really solar, and you are. You're my child. You're a child of God. You are a piece of sunlight. You are solar, but you're planetary. And in fact, that's where the sun's rays are directed, toward planet Earth. And so when we're embraced by, let's say, God or the sun god, and we are fully enveloped, then the sun is always emitting rays outward, and so the outward nature of the sun's power brings us home to Earth. And again, Earth is where the obstacles are. Earth is where our problem is, our challenge. And so even though we have overcome our challenge, our obstacle over these 9 phases, 9 moons in our 13-moon year, we've climbed so high that we've really left our obstacle far below us. It is in the planetary tone and the planetary moon extensively that we have to suddenly remember and recapitulate. Oh, my challenge is back, and it's back like, okay, well, let's take an inventory of our challenge. Let's take stock of our challenge. Remember how insane it was last September? Well, here it is, April, and the same themes exist, and you will find some connections, that you can connect the dots between the lunar moon and the planetary moon, or like I said, September and April, and see a recurrence of what was problematic for you, what was identified as the difficulty. And maybe it was also in August, i.e. the first magnetic moon. But that's the thing about the planetary moon and tone that I forget until I get there. I didn't really forget. That's why we're talking about it a few days ahead. But it is a great moment of achievement and productivity and manifestation, but it's also this face off with that kind of karma of this year that we've been in, facing off the part of your karma that has been impelling you to growth. The challenge is the invitation to grow, and we're going to be looking at it again. I don't remember what mine is. I feel like my challenge is my home, but I don't remember if there were other nuances, but I will remember, I think, when we get to this moon. Okay, so very quickly, the next few days, I just had to sort of sit out this yellow self-existing human day. It was acrid, but I can feel the overtone day on the horizon because I am really full of the need for the overtone. I need the power. I feel very powerless. I feel disempowered. And so the empowerment that arrives always on the overtone day will be interesting. And we will have red overtone Skywalker. And that's Friday. And then Saturday is white rhythmic wizard. And Sunday is blue resonant eagle. I might be back here, but if I'm not, it's important for you to understand that the blue eagle wave spell will be 20 days after that. And the blue eagle wave spell is second to last. So you can really feel the end of the Zolkin visible out there in our immediate future. It's on the horizon line, the end point, the renewal point of concluding this whole 260-day cycle is within reach. And yet we have more time. So, yeah. I'm Lisa Starr, and I am another yourself. And in Mayan we say, in Lakesh.